This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tip is won by Pena. Schoonover with the ball goes over on the wing to Peoples. Peoples back up top to Schoonover. Schoonover will dish it over to Hackler. Drew Hackler out between the circles. Now it goes over to Schoonover. Now down in the corner to Schmitz. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll kick it over to the other side to Peoples. His shot won't fall. Hustling for the rebound is Kyle Kuhn. The Panthers from Pena will reset. Hackler with the ball. Gives it off to Schmitz. Schmitz drives. Stops and pops from 10 on the baseline. It won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Carson Satoff. Purple Panthers come down and set it up against the man-to-man defense of Pena. Clayton Bishop with the ball. Kicks it up top to Satoff. Satoff to McGill. Back to Satoff, who cut down the side of the lane. He'll take a baseline jumper and gets a two out of it. Good shot there by Carson Satoff just inside the three-point line. And Litchfield comes up with the early lead. Outside it goes to Hackler. Hackler gives it over on the wing to Kuhn. Kuhn with the ball, loses the ball. Turnover number one against Pena. Back the other way, it's another steal as Pena comes right back with it. Shots up, no good. So we've got a turnover each way. Got a loose ball. They're going to say last touched by Carson Satoff. 2-0, Panthers from Litchfield with a lead over the Panthers from Pena. Inbounds pass comes in to Hackler, swings it to Peoples, thought about a three, and then goes into the corner. Now inside it goes, bobble pass, back out top to Peoples for three. Nope, off the iron, won't go. Tip up, no good. Second tip up, no good, as Schoonover tried his best to get the shot to go, but he could not make the gimme underneath. It's going to be a foul called on Carson Satoff as they battle for the rebound, so Pena trailing 2-0. We'll get the ball into Peoples. He's looking at a three. Now he'll drive. Now he'll stop. Now he'll give the ball to Hackler. Good defense by the Purple Panthers here in the early going. Pena trying to work the ball around the perimeter. With the ball to Schoonover. They look for him to pass and cut. And as it goes back out, pass is mishandled by Schmitz. Turnover number two. So the Pena Panthers have no points, but they had two turnovers here in the first 2 minutes of the game. Purple Panthers from Litchfield. As we said, they're decked out in their purple road uniforms. Payne is in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, orange and blue trim. McGill with the ball, driving into the lane. Now he picks up his dribble. He'll give it off in the corner to Satoff. Satoff wants to try to go to the baseline. Now he stopped. Thought about a shot from 12 feet. Instead, he'll pass it up top. Gives it off to Powell. Keenan's going to go back around the perimeter to McGill for three. Comes up short, fighting for the rebound. It's loose, battled around. Powell comes up with it and puts it in. Looked like one of those bouncing balls on the pool table as it just went everywhere. Finally, the Panthers of Litchfield come down with it. They'll score. Inside it goes to Hackler. Hackler's going to be hacked in the act as it will be Bryce Hires getting the foul. It'll send Drew Hackler to the free throw line to shoot two. Payne is still looking for their first point. He's played 2.5 minutes. Hackler's going to take one dribble, lift that leg, take another dribble. Shots up and good. He'll get a second free throw. Again, he'll go through his ritual. Bounce, raise, bounce, raise, eyes it, tries it. Can't buy it. Rolls off. However, Kuhn comes up with the rebound. A put back is good. Kyle Kuhn battled for the rebound, and the offensive rebound was put right back into the bucket, making it 4-3. Litchfield with a one-point lead and the ball. Trying to get the ball to Bishop. Oh, nice kick save there by Hackler. You want to try to block the passes that are up high with your hands, and if they're a low bounce pass, you use your feet. That's exactly what Drew Hackler did there. Good job defensively. Now trying to get the ball in to Peoples. He's guarded, so they have to go back to McGill. McGill finds an opening in the lane. Stops, pops, comes up short. Coming away with the rebound with Schoonover. Schoonover to Peoples, who's ahead of the crowd. He'll jam it down. Devin Peoples gets this crowd fired up. Gives the Pena Panthers their first lead of the game, 5-4. Now McGill with the ball at the free throw line extended. He's going to drive down the lane through the traffic, shots up, rolls around, goes down. Good move there by Victor McGill. as he fought through the defense and got the shot. Now good defense at the other end by Sathoff as he gets in the passing lane and is able to knock that one out of bounds. 6-5, Litchfield with the lead. Ball comes in to Schmitz. Schmitz to Hackler to Schoonover to the layup. And Schoonover has his first 2 points. Brendan with two. The Panthers of Pena with a 7-6 lead. Approaching the halfway mark of quarter number one. McGill wanting to get a screen and go to the basket. He'll go to the lane. He'll turn. He'll shoot. This time off the iron, no good. Lead pass to Peoples, who's ahead of the crowd. He shot is up and good. You better get back quickly because the Panthers released one guy early, and he's out ahead of the crowd. Going to be a couple substitutions coming in here for the Litchfield Purple Panthers as Powell is going to go to the head of the key. Thought about a shot and then decided to pass off. He'll give it to Sathoff. Sathoff gets caught in the corner, so he'll go out to the corner, give the ball off. Kuhn missed the rebound. Powell comes up with it. Powell misses the shot. McGill gets the rebound. Litchfield doing a good job on the offensive boards, and finally it's Carson Sathoff who comes up with a bucket. So three different opportunities there by the Purple Panthers. They did a good job, got the bucket. And now it's 9-8. Now as the Panthers of Pena try to go inside, it's deflected and stolen by Litchfield. Oh, inside to Bishop, a little bit too hot to handle. As now Max Lynch will come into the Pena lineup. And entering for Litchfield will be A.J. Odell and Tate Dobrynik. Timeout on the floor, 3:20 to go, first quarter. 9-8, Pena with the lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. 9-8 is the Pena lead. Levi Ubelt, he is our producer back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker sitting up top here in the Crow's Nest, having a good time watching high school basketball. Purple Panthers have come out and shown that they're not really afraid of this Pena team, although they've lost to them twice by 20 points. They're hanging right with them here in the early going. The missed shot is corralled by Powell. Nice lead pass to Odell. His shot's up and good. A.J. Odell just in the game. Got out ahead of the crowd, and Powell gave him a good pass to get him to the basket and get the Purple Panthers the lead, 10-9. 2:45 to go, first quarter. With the ball is Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball over on the corner to Schmitz. Schmitz, being hounded out there by McGill, gets the ball off to Max Lynch just in the game. Lynch dishes it off to Hackler. He holds the ball high between the circles. It's a Schoonover off the glass and good. Just a very quick move by Brendan Schoonover. He can't stay with him as he gets the pass down on the baseline, and he makes two dribbles and a quick drive to the basket for 2 points, 11-10 Pena. Over on the wing, it goes to McGill. McGill up top to Odell. Odell wanted to shoot. Instead, he decided to pass off. Goes inside as he gets the ball to Dobrynik. Foul going to be called on Hackler. Hackler was reaching in, and he'll pick up his first. Peoples will re-enter the lineup, and Hackler will have a seat for that one foul. 2:05 to go, first quarter, 11-10. Pena with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Nice pass inside. The shot is blocked, however. They try to go out front. They do go out front. Lead it up there for Schoonover. So it went a long pass from Kuhn to Schmitz to Schoonover for a quick two. And I mean to tell you, the Pena Panthers get that ball down the floor about as quickly as any team I've seen. Oh, a nice reverse layup. Shot wouldn't go, but McGill goes through the traffic. Got a good drive. Just couldn't get the shot to drop. Got his own rebound. Tried to put it up, and a foul was called on the play. Max Lynch will pick up the foul. It'll be Max first. With 1:44 to go here in the first quarter, 13-10 is the Pena lead over Litchfield. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball on WSMI. Well, the official said that the foul occurred on the floor, so the Purple Panthers will inbound. They get it to Carson Sathoff. He'll drive the lane on the right side, put one up from about 6 feet, give him 6 points, and give a 13-12 game. And now Lynch is guilty of a double dribble as he tried to take the ball down through traffic. Turnover number four on Pena here in the first 6.5 minutes. 13-12, Pena with a 1 point lead. McGill, oh, nice pass into the lane, shots up, will not go as Dobrynik got a little bit too far under. Now the other end, The long pass led Schmitz a little bit too much. He missed the shot. Litchfield comes away with the rebound. So Pena was there for the bunny, but the bunny didn't drop. So now McGill for three. Oh, rattled around, wouldn't go down. Coming up with it. Whoa, spin move there. Nice one by Schoonover as he got out of traffic. Now he'll go to the basket, but as he does, he'll shuffle his feet for turnover number five. Got a little bit ahead of himself. Kuhn's going to get a break as Hackler will come back into the lineup. And Hires will come in, and he will replace Satov, who deserves a rest. Carson Satov has 6 points on the game, six of the 12 for the Litchfield Panthers, who Purple Panthers, I should say, who trail by one to the Pena Panthers. Now with the ball is Hires. Hires kicks it out to Powell for three. Off the iron, no good. Peebles comes up with it. Lead pass once again. Man's open. Right-hand layup on the left side by Schoonover as he's able to make that shot more difficult than it needed to be. But nonetheless, he has 8 points, and the Purple Panthers trailing now by three. He'll bring the ball down. Odell with the ball to McGill. McGill at the head of the key, kicks it over in the corner to DeBrinnick. DeBrinnick back out to McGill. Free throw line, stop and pop. Off the back iron, will not go. Fighting for the rebound, Hackler came up with it, but he's going to be tied up there by Bryce Hires. Tell you what, there's two strong guys, and neither one of them are going to let go of the ball. The arrow favors Litchfield, so with 16.9 seconds to go, trailing by three, they'll inbound under their own basket. Looking, finally find Odell as A.J. takes the ball up top. Gives it off to McGill. McGill drives to the free throw line. Now he'll hesitate, and then he'll try to go a little deeper. Can't go anywhere, so he'll give it off to Powell. Powell's shot's short. Coming up with the rebound is Peoples. Peoples is going to be guilty of a turnover as he cupped the ball and tried to dribble from underneath and rotate the ball around. No can do. Pena with six turnovers. Armstrong going to come into the ball game, and also coming into the game is Evan Hudlin. As Max Lynch and Kuhn will have a seat. Inbounds pass, not even a chance to get a shot off. So after one quarter of play here at Pena High School, it is the Pena Panthers 15, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 12. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Pena gets the ball to start the second quarter. They'll go inside, take the baseline jumper. It won't go. Keenan Powell comes back with a nice drive on the left side. Right-hand layup off the left side of the floor. Makes it 15-14. It's a one-point game. Peoples in the corner, gives it off to Schmitz. Schmitz to Hackler, back to Schmitz, up top to Schoonover. The Pena Panthers have 15 points, but they have six turnovers, and as a result, those turnovers are keeping them from playing the game they would like to play, but credit the Litchfield Purple Panthers because they are a big reason why those turnovers are occurring. As we said, Litchfield comes in with a 14-12 record. They have lost twice to the Pena Panthers by 20 or so. This time a foul going to be called on Hires. It'll be his second. Kuhn is going to get the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. As he eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 3 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game for Kuhn. Makes it 18-14. Pena by four. Odell with the ball, drives to the head of the key, wants to go down the left side, tries a little scoop layup, not there. Lead pass for Schoonover. McGill gets back, so he'll kick the ball out to Peoples, and they'll set the offense up. Peoples will give the ball back to Schmidt. Give McGill credit there. He got back quickly so they couldn't get that snowbird. In the corner, three-pointer by Brendan Schoonover. Bottom of the net. Give him 11. Makes it 21-14. Purple Panthers need to answer right here. McGill with the ball on the dribble. He'll dish it off to DeBrinnick. DeBrinnick looking to find a cutter through the middle. He can't, so he'll give it back up top to Powell. Powell to Odell. Odell is going to bring it up on the dribble. Odell gives it off to McGill. McGill being guarded over by Schoonover. And now McGill to the free throw line, and he'll stop. He'll nice bounce pass to DeBrinnick. DeBrinnick tries to go up for the shot. And Brendan Schoonover says, no, you don't. And he slaps that one out of bounds. As he does, however, he's going to get called for the foul. He thought he got all ball. Pena fan thought he got all ball. The man in the black and white striped shirt did not think so. And that's the only one that counts. Free throws up and no good for Dobrynik. He'll get another. As Bishop will replace Odell in the Purple Panther lineup. Tate Dobrynik, sophomore. Going to eye the second, try the second. He can buy the second. His first points of the game. Now a new entry into the game as Gavin Thimson will come in for the Purple Panthers. And Dobrynik will have a seat. Full court pressure by Litchfield. They get the ball to Schoonover. And the Pena Panthers are on the run. Back out top, pass is deflected. And it's out of bounds off of Litchfield. McGill with some good quick hands there. Couldn't intercept the ball, but he was able to get a hand on it. Knock it out of bounds. Now Schmitz to Peoples for threes. Peoples loses the ball again as he tried that drop back step. Didn't work. Seven turnovers on the Pena Panthers. 21-15 is our score. Litchfield trailing by six. McGill with the ball. He'll give it off up top to Bishop. Bishop wants to drive the right side. Thought about the shot. And then instead he goes with the pass. Inside it goes to Thimson, who goes to the line after being fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on Schoonover, and on Brendan, that will be his second. To the free throw line, Gavin Thimson to shoot two. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. The lefty will get a second one. You know what they say about left-hand shooters. Don't miss two in a row. Thimson, a junior. Will eye it again. He'll try it again. He'll buy it this time. Holds true. Way to go, lefty. His first point of the game makes it 21-16. Panthers of Pena with a five-point lead. Schoonover with the ball to Hackler. Goes up top. Now to Peoples for three. Nope. Off the iron. No good. Kuhn comes up with the rebound. He's going to get called for a charge as he was trying to create space in order to get the shot. And Kuhn will pick up his first. That will be the 15th foul against Pena. And now Litchfield with 5:35 to go until halftime, trailing 21-16. They'll take a quick timeout. We will too. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball from Pena High School on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Purple Panthers of Litchfield will bring the ball down the floor. They're headed to the west basket, or the one away from the cafeteria here in the first half. Bishop with the ball out between the circles. Goes inside to Satoff. Satoff almost lost it, but Thimson saves it. Back out top it goes to Bishop. Bishop wants to go through the defense. Kicks it over in the corner to Thimson. Shots up and good. Gavin Thimson. Nice baseline jumper from about 14 feet over there on the left side. Makes it 21-18. Don't look now, but the Purple Panthers are hanging around. Now it's Peoples to the basket, off the glass, and good. Devin simply used his athleticism there to pick up his sixth point of the game. Makes it 23-18. McGill taking his time, setting the offense up. Gets a bit of a double team, picks up his dribble, gives it off to Powell. Keenan looks inside. Instead, he gets the ball back out top to Bishop. Schoonover trying to get it off the top. Not there. Bishop to the basket, and good! Clayton Bishop, what a drive through the traffic. His first 2 points of the game. Don't look now, but it's 23-20. Pena with the ball in the three-point lead. Hackler between the circles has the ball. 1-2-2 zone defense playing by the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They're swarming to the ball. They tried to cross-court pass diagonally. Coming up with a good hand was Carson Sadov. So the Purple Panthers are starting to figure out those skip passes and diagonal passes and getting a hand in the passing lane. Now it'll be Schmitz for three. Bottom of the net. Not a whole lot you can do about that. He got a good look. He converted for his first points of the game. Two threes on the night for Pena, and they lead 26-20. Bishop off the glass for three. Clayton Bishop gets bottom of the net. Anything you can do, I can do better. And he put it off the backboard for three. Now Kuhn thought about a three. Instead, goes to Hackler. Hackler to Schmitz. Schmitz to Peoples. Peoples back up top to Coon between the circles. Now to Peoples for three. Too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Hackler had it. Then he lost it. Coming away with it is Bishop. Bishop gives the ball off to McGill. McGill wants to take the ball to the hole. Now to Timpson for three. Nope, won't go. Coon gets the rebound. May have hurried that possession a little bit, but the Litchfield Purple Panthers feeling some momentum on offense because of their work on defense. Now to Schmitz it goes to the glass. A spinning 360 out of bounds. Ball over to Litchfield. While in the air, he did a 360 spin, and the shot was off the back of the backboard, and Litchfield will get the ball back. 26-23. Panthers of Pena with the lead. Panthers from Litchfield with the ball when we come back on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer back in the studio for not just one, not just two, but three games tonight. After this game, we'll go to the Patoka Regional where Nokomis will take on Carlisle. Our third game of the night will be Hillsboro and Greenville from the Greenville Regional. But right now, the Purple Panthers have the ball. They have it turned over. It goes to Schoonover. Schoonover saved it from going out of bounds, but the Panthers of Litchfield are able to retrieve the ball. So turnover number eight on Pena gives the ball back to Litchfield. Pena once again has the guy leading out ahead of the pack. They try to get the ball to him, but sometimes that direct pass right down the sideline is a difficult one. Schmitz tried for the steal, didn't get it. They'll swing the ball back over as it goes to Nate Fetter just into the game. Fetter out top to Bishop. To McGill it goes. McGill looking, goes into the post to Satoff. Satoff gives the ball off to Timpson. And Timpson's going to be called for the charge as he bullied his way in. And did not get the call. He thought there should have been a blocking foul. The referee saw it differently. It'll be his first, and it will be the fourth team foul against Litchfield. So with 2:35 to go, leading by three, the Panthers of Pena will bring the ball across midcourt. Hackler's out there between the circles. He'll get it all off to Schoonover. Schoonover wants to pass to Coon. It's too long, too strong, over his head, and retrieved by the Purple Panthers. McGill with a Euro step off the glass, and it's good. Victor McGill, quite a move there. Got that Euro step that years ago was not allowed, but it is now, and he took advantage of it. In the corner to Schoonover, as it's a one-point game. Pena has a one-point lead and the ball. Hackler's out between the circles, gives it off to Peoples. Peoples now dishes it off to Schmitz. Schmitz to Schoonover. Schoonover over there almost had his pocket picked as Satoff got a hand on a good hustling defense by Carson Satoff. The sophomore got a hand in there and deflected that ball out of bounds. It'll remain Pena's ball. Schmitz with the ball. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's a one-point game, 26-25. Schoonover with the ball between the circles, looking to go inside. He'll give the ball off to Schmitz. Schmitz going to go back up top. Pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be, nope, wasn't stolen because Hackler was back there to retrieve it. So Pena will maintain possession with a minute and a half to go in the first half, leading by one. Peoples being guarded closely there by Fetter. Fetter got right in his face, made him pick out his dribble. Now to Schoonover, baseline drive off the glass, and good. Schoonover got a good roll on that one, giving 5 1/4, 13 in the game. It's a three-point lead for Pena. McGill at the head of the key, dribbles between his legs. Now he'll go over to the side, dribble it off of his foot, and that'll be, I have that down as only turnover number two, Litchfield, as the Brennick is going to come back into the ballgame. And A.J. Odell will be back in the ballgame to go along with McGill and Powell, who've been in there the whole time. And Satoff is the fifth player on the floor for Litchfield at this time. Schoonover almost lost it. Gives it back out to Schmitz for three. Bottom of the net. And McGill going to be called for a foul. Something you're not seeing very often, but you have an opportunity to see it here. Schmitz with his second tray of the day gives him 6 points, and he'll have an opportunity to complete a four-point play with 54 seconds to go. Pena leading 31-25 thanks to that three-pointer. Now Schmitz to try to complete the unusual four-point play. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. So 7 points on the night for Schmitz. 32-25. Pena takes the 30-second timeout with 54 seconds to go until halftime. You're listening to IHSA Regional Boys Basketball on WSMI. Just a few seconds ago, it was 26-25. Litchfield was in within one, and Pena came up with six straight points. Now Litchfield trying to answer. Shots up, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Kuhn had it. They're going to say he was pushed out of bounds by the Purple Panthers. We're going to get Satoff on that one? Yes, I believe they will. On Carson, that will be his second. And he's going to take a break probably for the rest of the half. Coming into the game will be Gavin Timpson. Max Lynch comes into the lineup for the Panthers of Pena, as having a seat will be Drew Hackler. Kuhn with the ball up top, gives the ball off to Schmitz, to Max. Now Lynch gives the ball off to Schoonover. Schoonover drives to the basket, and he's pushed as he goes up. Shot won't roll in, but he'll roll up to the free throw line as the foul's going to be called on Gavin Timpson. That will be his second to the free throw line. Brendan Schoonover eyes the first, tries the first. Nope. It rolls off the iron, and no good. Three for five are the Pena Panthers from the free throw line as Schoonover gets ready to shoot the second one. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. So for Schoonover, that 7 points in the quarter gives him 15 points for the night. He'll have a seat as Kuhn comes back into the lineup, and Hackler is in there well. Kuhn and Hackler, Lynch, Peebles, and Schmitz. Ball rolls around and went everywhere but in for McGill. Now Kuhn has the ball into a double team. He gets it out to Hackler. Hackler gives it off to Schmitz, back to Hackler. Up top it goes to Kuhn. Kuhn to Schmitz for a long three. High up there, no good. Tip in is up, and it's good. They're going to give it to Kyle Keene, I believe. Just as the buzzer sounds, Keene's going to get the basket. That will be his 7th point of the night, and it will make our halftime score Pena 35, Litchfield 25, a game that has played much closer than what this halftime score would appear to be. 35-25, Pena at the half. We'll be back with some halftime stuff after these messages on WSMI. McGill with the ball, heads down the right side, gives off to Powell. Keenan goes back up top to Sadoff. Sadoff stops at the free throw line and pops and drops. Carson Sadoff with his 8th point of the game. He was held scoreless in the second quarter after getting 6 in the first quarter. He starts things off here in the third quarter, drawing the Purple Panthers to within 8. Now it's Schoonover with a spin to the hole, and it's good. Brendan Schoonover will get style points on that, but they'll only give him 2 on the scoreboard. 16 for Schoonover, 37-27. Bishop with the ball, goes down the lane, left side. Hackler got him. I thought he got him with a body. He thought he got him with a body. Referees didn't see it that way. They'll play on. McGill to the basket, off the iron. McGill goes to the other side, gets his rebound, left hand, and it's good. Super job there by Victor McGill as he missed the shot. It went off the other side of the rim. He went under the basket to get there for the rebound, and then his putback was good. Now Smith's thought about a three. Instead, he'll give it to Schoonover. Schoonover teed up for a three. Nope, gives to Peebles. Peebles going to drive to the hole. His shot's no good. Hackler's there to get the rebound and the putback. Drew Hackler with his first basket of the night to go along with one free throw. He has 3, 39-29. Is the Panther lead. Satoff wants to drive. Kuhn shuts him off. To Powell it goes. Powell's over on the left corner. Kicks it back up top to Satoff. Satoff between the circles. Gives the ball off. And then goes to the wing to McGill. Hires had the ball back to McGill. McGill's going to drive off the glass. Won't quite go. Had the touch. Looked like it was going to go. Didn't happen. Powell and Peebles have a little pushing shot job there as they come down the floor. Nothing was called. Shot comes up way short. Hires comes up with the rebound for the Purple Panthers. Off to McGill. He has the ball poked away. Only the third turnover. Back the other way. Going to be a foul called before the shot as Schoonover was heading around the defense. They couldn't catch up with him. And the foul is going to go against Bryce Hires. Hires will pick up his third foul. It's a non-shooting foul. They'll go to Peoples, and he leaps, grabs, and scores all in one motion. Peoples with his eighth point of the night. That was majestic looking. He leaped to the basket. The pass led him perfectly. While in the air, he put it down. At the other end, McGill puts it down. A little bit more conventional shot. Same result, 8 points on the night for McGill. 41-31, still a 10-point lead for the Panthers of Pena. Hackler with the ball, kicks it over to Smits. Into the corner, Peoples for three. Bottom of the net. Devin Peoples with his first tray of the day. Gives him 5 and a quarter, 11 in the game. Makes it 44-31. McGill on the drive, wants to go inside. They're going to call a travel on him as he tried to get a couple steps before he passed the ball. So now after committing only 2 turnovers in the first half, Litchfield has committed 2 here in the first 3 minutes. Hires is going to have a seat as Tate Dobrynik will replace him in the Purple Panther lineup. Comes down to Schmitz, into the corners of people. He was going to shoot it before he caught it. It went right through his hands and out of bounds. 10 turnovers on the Panthers of Pena. Gives the ball back to Litchfield. They trail 44-31, 5:07 to go, third quarter. McGill going to bring it down on the dribble. Kuhn has him guarded. Now Kuhn will move away to give the ball off and back to McGill. McGill now has Schoonover on him. He'll take the screen, goes to the free throw line, between the legs, in between, behind the back. Now he'll drive. Now he'll spin. Shot not there. Going to be a travel call. He tried to look for the shot. It wasn't there, so he tried to look for the pass. While he did, the feet were moving too quickly, and now McGill will have a seat as A.J. Odell will report into the lineup for the Purple Panthers. 44-31, 13-point lead for Pena. Pena has the ball to Schoonover, to Kuhn. Back to Schoonover, to the hole. Good! Nice, smooth move there. The give-and-go worked perfectly as he gave the ball to Kuhn on the high post, cut straight to the basket, got a return pass, kissed it off the glass. For Schoonover, 4 and a quarter, 18 in the game. Ooh, Peoples with a reach-in, got away with it. Now it goes down in the corner to Odell. Odell brings it out on a dribble, being guarded now by Schoonover, takes it over on the wing to Bishop. Clayton, the junior, with the ball over on the right side. Gives it off to Satoff. Satoff going to try a three. Oh, rolled around, wouldn't go down. Schmitz comes up with the rebound. That one did everything but go in. As we approach the halfway mark of quarter number three, Schoonover tried the shovel pass. It's intercepted by the Purple Panthers. Turnover number 11 on PHS. Bishop with the ball, gets a screen. He's going to the hole, gives it back, shots up, and good. Screen and roll worked perfectly as Tate Dobrynik set the pick, then went to the hole, got the shot to drop quickly at the other end. Peoples goes ahead of the crowd, gets an easy 2 off the glass. Give him 7 and a quarter, 13 in the game. 48-33, it's a 15-point lead. Bishop pulls up his dribble, gives it off to Keenan. Powell with the ball over on the left side, being guarded by Peoples. He goes right around him, goes to the basket, high off the glass, won't go. Peoples gets his own rebound, good hustle there. In the corners it goes to Satoff. Oh, Satoff with a little forearm shiver there to create some space. Shot wouldn't go. Trying to reach for the rebound was Dobrynik, but in the corner his foot was on the line. Timpson's going to come into the lineup for the Purple Panthers as Hires is going to have a seat. And looks like McGill will return to the lineup as well. But we've got a timeout on the floor. 48-33. Panthers of Pena with a 15-point lead. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball from Pena High School on WSMI. Pena has outscored Litchfield 13-8 here in the third quarter. They've taken that 10-point halftime lead, increased it to 15. 3:05 to go. The referee says, boys, don't be leaning on each other like that. Schoonover gives a little forearm shiver to create space. Nothing called there. Now the ball is stolen by McGill, and then Peoples steals it right back, throws it right through Kuhn's hands. So the Panthers of Pena pick up 2 turnovers on the trip down the floor, and Litchfield comes up with 1. But in the end, Litchfield comes up with the ball. Inside 3 minutes we go, trailing by 15. Powell with the ball as the Panthers are looking like a 2-3 zone. They're going to try to stop the cutters for the Purple Panthers. See if they'll make them shoot from three-point land. Odell kicks the ball over to McGill. McGill to the head of the key to Odell. Odell can't get the shot off as he's being guarded out there by Evan Hudlin just into the game. Hudlin playing over on the wing there, and he steps out pretty quickly. With some pretty good size and long arms. Odell now has his three-point shot blocked. It's stolen, and away it goes as Schoonover hits Max Lynch for the easy two. Lynch with his first 2 points of the game makes it 50-33. It's a 17-point bulge for the Paint of Panthers. Odell with the ball on the wing gives it up to McGill, with McGill between the circles. And as he tries to pass inside, it's going to be deflected and stolen. Lynch again with the deflection. The steal, the shot's no good by Peoples. Going up with the shot on the rebound was Kuhn. His shot will not go, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled by Tate Dubrinnick. Dubrinnick will pick up his first foul to the free throw line. Kyle Kuhn, 7 points on the night. He's 1 for 1 the charity stripe. He'll eye the first. Try the first. Nope. Puck front iron, rolled back, kissed the backboard, came back out, and dropped out. He'll get another one as Hires comes into the ballgame to replace Dubrinnick. Second free throw. Up. It's no good off the back iron. So Kuhn is 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Now to Powell inside. Ooh, Powell thought about coming out there for three. Instead, he kicks it back out to McGill. And Lynch gets hold of it, knocks it out of bounds. Hackler back into the game as Kuhn will have a seat. And the Purple Panthers will inbound with 1:47 to go here in the third quarter. 50-33, Pena with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. To Powell, for three, no. He'll back off, pass it out top to Satoff. To McGill, for three, oh, rattled around, it wouldn't go down. Powell comes up with a rebound, and Hackler's going to get called for the foul. Powell did an outstanding job of getting into rebound position right where he wanted to be. Hackler's going to pick up his second. Schoonover will have a seat as Colin Schmitz will replace him in the lineup. Powell and A.J. Odell will have a seat as it's Nate Fetter coming at back into the ball game. And Bishop with the ball. Over to McGill. McGill dribbles into the lane and then back out of the lane. Now he'll try to go baseline. He'll go up, fan over, and out. Powell's going to get called for the charge as the defender stayed steady. That was, I believe, that was Evan Hudlin. In any event, it'll be a turnover on the Purple Panthers. They're eighth. They had only two in the first half. Now Peebles with the ball as he'll bring it across midcourt. Passes it top to Hackler. Drew looking. Gives the ball off to Schmitz. Schmitz in a double team. Gets it back to Hackler. Hackler skips it to Peoples for three. Bottom of the net. Devin Peoples with his second tray of the quarter. Had six at halftime. He's picked up 10 here in the third quarter. He has 16 leading the way. Back the other way. McGill stops, pops, gets it to drop. 6 and a quarter, 10 for the game for McGill. Back to Hudlin. Hudlin wants to go up strong. Off the iron, no good. Peebles fights for the rebound. Resets, 35 seconds to go. Pena with a 53-35 lead and the ball. Hackler with 30 seconds stands between the circles. Kicks it off to Lynch. Goes back up top to Schmitz. Schmitz to Hackler. They'll work the ball or work the clock down to 20 seconds. Peebles has the ball picked away and stolen. Now back the other way goes McGill. He'll go to the iron. No, yes, over the top. Nope, Peoples going to get called for the foul. So the Purple Panthers applied the defensive pressure, and then at the other end, the shot won't go. Peoples going to pick up his first foul, and it's going to send to the free throw line Victor McGill. McGill with 10 points leading the way for the Purple Panthers. Eyes the first, tries the first, nope, rims it out. He'll get another one. Peoples will have a seat as Schoonover will return to the Panther lineup, the Pena Panther lineup, with 13 seconds to go. McGill eyes the second, drives the second, and buys the second. Makes a 53-36. Hackler up top to Hudlin, the lefty, 4-3, rolls out. Hackler with a big rebound. Shot won't go. They're fighting for it. Purple Panthers come away with it. Cannot get the shot off. third quarter comes to an end after three quarters of play. It is Pena 53, Litchfield 36. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Well, it was an 18-11 advantage for Pena in the third quarter, and they've increased that 10-point halftime lead to 53-36. Hudlin going up for a shot inside as the Panthers of Pena got the ball first, and the foul's going to go against Dobrynik. And on Tate, that will be his second foul. To the free throw line, Evan Hudlin. First free throw's up, bounced off, no good. The senior will get another one. As Bryce Hires comes into the ball game for Litchfield. Second free throw's up and good for for Hudlin. And for Hudlin, that's his first points of the night. Now it's Bishop on the baseline drive. Can't get there, so he kicks it out to McGill. Now he'll go baseline and going to be a foul called as he was on the floor going to the basket. And the foul's going to go against Drew Hackler. Hackler's going to pick up his third with 7:37 to go in this 54-36 game. Panthers trailing by 18. Need to pop a few threes to get back in this one. McGill, however, he's going to drive, stop, and pop from 14. It won't go. Hackler comes up with a rebound. Almost had the ball stolen. Gets it off to Lynch. Lynch comes down on the dribble. Goes all the way to the hole. He's going to go all the way to the free throw line. There's a reach-in foul going to be called against the Purple Panthers. That foul, I believe, is going to go against Hires. And if so, that will be his fourth. Lynch to the free throw line. First one's up and good. He'll get another. As Hires is going to have a seat and Dobrynik will come back into the lineup. Lynch eyes the second, tries the second, can't buy the second. It rolls off the rim. So Lynch settling for one out of two. He has 3 points on the night. Bishop for three. Oh, paddle around. Three or four different three-point shots have rolled off the rim for the Purple Panthers. This one rolls off a Pena Panther leg. Turnover number 15 on PHS, and Litchfield will get the ball back. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. 55-36 is our score. Pena with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Into McGill, and I tell you what, McGill has been all over the place tonight. Offensively, defensively, rebounding. Outstanding young man. He's only a sophomore. And he's in trouble in a double team, so he'll kick it out to Bishop. That's the thing a lot of people don't realize about this Purple Panther team. They are a sophomore-dominated lineup. Sophomores, juniors, they are very young, and they're going to be back not only next year, for the next couple of years. McGill with a shot that won't go. Pena going out quickly. Schoonover ahead of the pack. It's a layup. First time he's done that in a while, as Litchfield was a little slow getting back. 20 points on the night now for Schoonover. Bishop in the corner being guarded by Lynch. Gets the ball over to Satoff. Satoff with the free throw line. Now he'll drive in off the glass. Won't go. Hackler with the rebound. Long pass for Schoonover. And again, the Panthers of Pena do what they do best. They get the snowbird going out early. The long pass. Hackler, of course, plenty strong enough to throw the ball the whole length of the floor. Found Schoonover going easy to the basket for a quick two. All of a sudden, it's 59-36, and now a steal by Schoonover. He passes ahead to Lynch, who, without even looking, passes the ball to Schmitz. Schmitz is going to be fouled by McGill as he goes to the hole. McGill will pick up his second, and at the 5:56 mark, 59-36, it's a 23-point lead for the Panthers of Pena as Colin Schmitz gets ready to shoot two. He got 7 points on the night. As he will take a couple of dribbles, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. That is the 8th point of the night for Schmitz. Dobrynik will leave the lineup, and coming in to replace him will be Bryce Hires. Schmitz gets ready for his second. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He can't buy it as that one rolled off. But there was Hudlin with a rebound. And it, or not, excuse me, not Hudlin. That time it was Kuhn. Kuhn with a rebound as he went up. He's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. And that foul's going to go against Bryce Hires. Didn't take long for him to pick up his fifth. Hires is going to foul out of the ball game with 5:53 to go. And Satoff will replace him in the purple pants of the lineup. To the free throw line, Kyle Kuhn. Kuhn, who's 1-for-3 from the charity stripe, missed his last two earlier. Let's see what he can do here. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. Caught front iron. Lipped off. Hit the backboard. Kicked out. Would not go. So he's 0-for-his-last-3. I'm not going to jinx him. We'll see what he does as he eyes it, tries it, and buys it. Kuhn hit his first free throw, then missed 3 in a row, and just hit one for his 8th point of the night. Makes it 61-36. 25-point lead for the Purple for the Panthers of Pena over the Purple Panthers. A game that was much closer even to the end of the first half. It was a 10-point lead at halftime for Pena, but they came up with 6 quick points in the last minute or so of the second quarter. Now a missed shot is rebounded by Schoonover ahead to Kuhn. Kuhn with a pump fake up, but off the glass, and good. Give Kuhn the bucket for his 10th point of the night. Give Schoonover a good assist. 63-36. It's a 28-point game with 5:16 to go. Coach Gertz says, I need a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we will too. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball on WSMI. Well, Litchfield turned the ball over, but Pena, in their haste to get down the floor, threw it away. So it's a turnover each way. Now here's Hackler with a lead pass for Peoples. He tried to dunk it and couldn't get there. Schoonover on the rebound. His shot will not go, and he'll go to the free throw line. Got an interesting report from Greenville. Hillsboro and Greenville having a good one. Am I going to tell you the score? No, I'm not, because guess what? They're game number 3 of our triple header tonight. As soon as this game's over, we'll go to the Patoka Regional and bring you the broadcast between Nokomis and Carlisle. And then game number 3 tonight will be Hillsboro and Greenville, coming your way around 9 o'clock or so from the Greenville Regional. Schoonover missed the first free throw. He's sitting on 22. Missed another free throw. He's still sitting on 22. Well, if there's one fallacy of the Panthers of Pena, it might be their free throw shooting, which is a little bit lackluster tonight. A.J. Odell from 3. Caught the iron, bounced up, came down. Odell with the 3 gives him 5 points on the game. Over on the corner goes to Smith. Smith's going to drive baseline off the glass. Will not go. Kuhn comes up with a rebound to put back. It won't go. 2 shots from point-blank range for the Panthers of Pena. They couldn't get either one to go. Now McGill at the other end from the elbow. It's good. And that time, Victor McGill spotted up from the elbow just inside the 16-foot mark. And he puts it down for his 13th point of the game. 63-41. Back to 22 points. Schoonover with a finger roll. And it's good. Brandon Schoonover now with 6 in the quarter, 24 for the game. Back the other way. No, we'll have a timeout on the floor with 3:51 to go. 65-41 is the score. As we take a break, we'll take one too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, Powell misses, and coming up on the rebound was McGill. As McGill deposits his 15th point of the game, makes a 65-43, a 22-point lead. Over on the wing, it's a 3-point shot up by Kyle Kuhn. It will not go, and Odell comes down the floor as Purple Panthers trying to move a little more quickly as they need points and need them desperately, trailing with a little over 3 minutes to go. Inside of Sadoff, nice bounce pass to Carson Sadoff, who puts it off the glass on the left side. Give him 10 points, make it 65-45. It's a 20-point game for Pena. To Schmitz it goes. He'll stop and pop from 14, off the iron, no good. Kuhn comes up with another rebound in traffic. He's able to get it, dribble it out. I don't know how he was able to do that. He'll pass it up top to Schmitz, who saved it before it went across the midcourt line. Off the Schoonover it goes, back to Schmitz. Schmitz looks into the corner for Kuhn. Kuhn goes back up top to Schmitz. Schmitz to Schoonover, to Peoples, to Hackler. Hackler at the elbow. He wants to drive in. He wants to go up strong. It rolls off and will not go. The Paina Panthers have had several shots roll off the rim here in the second half. Now McGill in the corner to Powell. 4-3. Off the iron. No good. Kuhn comes up with a rebound. Gives it off to Schoonover as we head to the two-minute mark. 65-45. 20-point lead for the Panthers of Paina. Schoonover with two scoops on that one. Gets a shot to drop. Give Brendan 8 points in the quarter. 26 points in the game. McGill goes the other way as we head inside 2 minutes. He's being hounded there. Gives the ball off to Sadoff. Sadoff into the corner to A.J. Odell. 4-3. No. Rattled off the iron. Coming down with a rebound is Hackler. He wanted to throw the lead pass to Schoonover, but he decided not to. Goes to Peoples. Peoples goes behind the back. Tries to get a little bit too cute with the pass. It's deflected. Hackler saves him. Off to Schoonover. He'll take the shot. Rolls in. Schoonover is having some, I would say, good luck, but it's not really luck because this kid can shoot the rock. That's all there is to it. McGill threw a triple team to the hole, and he's going to be fouled. Victor McGill to the free throw line. And Hackler's going to pick up the foul. That will be his fourth. Into the Purple Panther lineup, Kelvin Dooley. He'll replace Dobrynik for the Paina Panthers. It will be Evan Hudlin replacing Peoples as Litchfield will inbound under their own basket. Inbounds pass comes into McGill. Long three. Off the iron, no good. Schoonover with the rebound. He immediately goes right up the middle. Skip pass over to Kuhn. Off the iron, no good. Schoonover with the rebound. The putback off the glass and good. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. What did they say about that? The chicken man or whatever? But anyway, it's true for Schoonover. He is everywhere. Back the other way, McGill stops and pops from 12. He's got 6 in the quarter. Give him 17 points on the game. 71-47. It's a 24-point lead for Paina. Schoonover had to leap to get across midcourt and get his feet set before the pass got to him. 3-point shot in the corner is no good. Hudlin couldn't get the shot to drop. Powell comes away with the rebound. Gives it off to McGill, who's fouled by Schoonover. Schoonover will pick up his third. That's only the 15th foul against Paina. I thought they were having a little bit of fun, but there's words between Schmitz and Schoonover and McGill. And Schoonover is now going to take a break because he'll sit down. He'll be replaced in the lineup by Armstrong as Ace Armstrong makes his first appearance. And also coming in the lineup, Ethan Hicks and Brant Boker coming into the game. The 6'3 sophomore or junior seeing his first action. And Joel Deer in the lineup for the Panthers as well as they've emptied the bench with 34 seconds to go. McGill with the ball. He's going to drive into the lane, off the glass, and it's good. For McGill, that'll give him 19 points on the night. Now Armstrong facing that double team, and now the pass is going to be deflected and stolen back the other way. Satoff with the shot, Armstrong with a foul. So Ace, just into the ball game, will pick up his first foul. To the free throw line, Carson Satoff. He'll shoot two. 19 seconds left, 71-49. Make it 50 is the first free throw is good. For Satoff, that's point number 11, looking to see if he can make it a dozen. Because he'll eye that second one. He'll try that second one. He'll buy that second one. Satoff, 2 for 2 for the charity stripe there. He's got 4 and a quarter, 12 in the game. 71-51 is the score. Off to Hudlin. Hudlin has the ball up top. Goes into the corner to Armstrong. Armstrong's just going to hold on to the ball. They're going to let the clock run out. And as the clock does run out, our final score is going to be 71-51. Believe it or not, that is the third 20-point win for the Paina Panthers over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll take a break and be back to recap after these messages on WSMI.